Rescue workers dug deeper into collapsed buildings on Tuesday in a race against time to find survivors from an earthquake in southeast Turkey. The quake killed hundreds of people and made tens of thousands of others homeless. Casualties have been concentrated so far in Ertsis and in the provincial capital Van, with officials checking outlying areas as well. Malteser International, the relief service of the Order of Malta, is working with local partners to help those affected by the disaster. Lydia O'Kane spoke to its Secretary General Ingo Radke.
Since about 12 years, we have a well-established partner in Turkey. It's an organization with which we have cooperated the first time during the Istanbul earthquake in 1999. And we have real good relations. They are on the ground. So this is our partner on the ground. They are doing the assessment with the people they have in the region. This is a Turkish organization in Turkey. It makes it much easier because they have all the necessary contacts in the region to the authorities, and we always get direct information from them.
What will people really need at the moment?
Well, we've got a list from our partner, and what they say for the moment, the first thing they need is, besides food, drugs, water, clean water, which is the normal thing, essential for the time being is to enable the people who have lost their houses to stand the cold. So heaters with wooden ovens, something like this, is important. Blankets. Then they need things to hide from the weather, like plastic sheets. But there are also other things like hygiene packages, kitchen sets, and certainly, as I said before, we have to serve them with food. But all this has to be done in a coherent program.
You're obviously having to focus on the emergency situation on particular areas, aren't you?
Well, it depends. Usually we try to be already in regions which are prone to disaster. To be there doesn't mean that we always have to have our own people there, but we need to have good partners there and to have a network which functions and is quick enough and efficient enough in order to help the people at its best. So in a good part of the world which is prone to disaster, we have our partners, or we have our own teams. In some, not, because you cannot cover the whole world. It's a little bit too difficult.
Obviously, it's very difficult for people who have been displaced, who have lost everything in an earthquake like this. They're having to start from scratch and they're having to literally sleep in tents.
This is right, yes. For the first nights, certainly, then it must be there must be an effort made to bring them into more stable homes, in a kind of prefabs or wooden houses at least, so that they can stand the winter, because this is a very cold area, and temperature at night is already minus 10 degrees centigrade now. So tents for on the long run will certainly not be the answer. But they serve certainly as a first emergency response in order to bring people out from rain or snow, yes.
For the people who are affected, the situation must be very, very traumatic.
Well, trauma is always a question that you have to deal with after an earthquake, because people are traumatized and it takes a long time to give the right response to that. So this is certainly something that within the next, let's say, days or weeks has to be worked out. For the time being, the first effort must be made to find the people who are still under the rubble. We have to do everything that can be done to rescue these people. This is certainly a task that will be done by the Turkish colleagues from the region who are doing this, the rescue services, which are already in place. Then on mid-term and long-term, trauma work and rehabilitation will be the task, because you also can work on the trauma by helping the people to rehabilitate the conditions to live in the region. If you give them a future, if you give them hope, then you also work on the trauma.
Finally, just coming back, you were talking about the earthquake in Istanbul. Obviously, things like this, you have the initial reaction, the initial response, but of course it takes a long time for life to get back to together, and obviously they will need help and they will need projects to help them do that.
Absolutely. If you look at the earthquakes which we have seen during the last 10 years, it's clear that all these earthquake-affected areas, it takes them a long, long, long time. And you have to assist these people as long as ever they need it. It's certainly more than 5 years that such a region needs to recover completely. 10 years, 15 years, nobody can answer that for the time being. But if you look, for example, at a region like Haiti, which is still down there, and to a large extent in the affected areas, it shows that really life of the affected population is disturbed for years.